of some of the world's longest-lived people, areas we dubbed blue zones. Demographers had coined the term while mapping one of these regions on the island of Sardinia. We expanded the term to include other longevity pockets around the world. Okinawa still ranked among those at the top of the list. I was determined to delve deeper into the lifestyle of Okinawans as part of a new online expedition, the Blue Zones Quest. More than 1 million people a day would follow our progress online. It was a huge opportunity to make a difference, and I knew we couldn't miss any deadlines. I decided to track down Sayoko. She wasn't easy to find. I tried her old email address and queried all of my old teammates concerning her whereabouts. I contacted her former boss, who told me she'd left her high-powered job behind to become a full-time mom. This news blew me away. By now, I expected her to be a senior executive at Sony or Hitachi. Instead, she'd left Tokyo, he said, and moved to the island of Yakushima, where she lived with her husband, a schoolteacher, and their 2 children. When I phoned her, she was ebullient. "Mr. Dan," she said, "it makes me happy really to hear your voice." I told her about my new project in Okinawa and said I hoped she could join us. "Dan," she replied, "you know